Anchorage's animal control facility is coping with rescue dogs and cats, even parakeets, from two animal cruelty cases. Brooke Taylor is the facility's spokesperson.
Well, it's a lot of animals for us to intake on any particular day, even for a week, possibly, depending on the time of year. So it has placed quite a burden on our shelter resources. The actual numbers were 39 dogs and around 40 parakeets from one case and 22 cats from a separate case.
Two Eagle River men arrested Saturday have been charged with two counts of animal cruelty. 50-year-old Daniel Hoffman and 46-year-old Lester Mendez were brought to the attention of the police when a maintenance man entered their rental property and found kennels stacked to the ceiling. There were also multiple cages of parakeets in the home, according to APD spokesperson Anita Schell.
There may be more charges. That would be a decision for the prosecutor, but the Department of Public Health responded, and after they looked at the house, they deemed it uninhabitable. So, you know, I don't know if this was a hoarding situation or if they were pets or if they, I just don't have the answer to that. But they did say that they allowed the dogs to go to the bathroom inside of the house because it was too cold outside.
Shell says there was no heat in the house. That same day, a second case of cruelty involving 22 cats was discovered. Animal Control's Taylor says the city shelter is asking for help with supplies.
We have a list of supplies that we're requesting if people would like to support our activities right now that they donate. The first would be non-clumping cat litter, parakeet food, small clean blankets and towels, canned dog and cat food, and science diet dry food dog food for small breed.
Taylor says she's not able to comment on the details of the case pending a police investigation. She says staff veterinarians are working with the animals to determine their health.
We're not considering euthanasia for any of the animals right now. Currently, right now, the animals are looking in fair to good condition. Everybody is settling in well, so at this point in time, we're not anticipating having to do that.
She says the legal aspects of the case prevent the dogs, cats, and parakeets involved from being adopted at this time.